Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States and Cuba restore full diplomatic relations. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba each now have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. Just hours after the ceremony, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the restoration of relations with Cuba a new beginning.
Today, with the opening of our embassies and the visit of the foreign minister, we are taking an historic and long overdue step in the right direction. To keep moving forward, both governments must proceed in a spirit of openness and mutual respect.
An opening ceremony for the U.S. Embassy in Cuba will be delayed until Kerry can travel to Havana. President Barack Obama is offering U.S. support to Nigeria's visiting leader, Muhammadu Buhari. Aru Pandey has more.
Just 8 weeks after taking office, Nigerian President Buhari sat beside President Obama in the Oval Office and listened as the American leader praised the historic vote, marking the first democratic transfer of power since the end of military rule in Nigeria in 1999.
We saw an election in which a peaceful transition to a new government took place.
During Monday's visit to the White House, President Buhari thanked President Obama for U.S. support in making the hope of a peaceful transition a reality. Aru Pandey, the White House.
The U.N. Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting, eventually, of economic sanctions against Iran. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in the Turkish city of Suruk has killed at least 28 people and left nearly 100 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, although Turkish officials say they have strong reasons to suspect Islamic State militants. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter said Monday, Israel is, in his words, the bedrock of American strategy in the Mideast. The remarks open a trip to the region aimed at strengthening U.S. links with allies wary of the Iranian nuclear accord. Police in southeastern Afghanistan say American helicopters bombed a security outpost Monday morning, killing at least 8 Afghan soldiers and wounding several. It appears to be a friendly fire incident. The bombing happened in Baraki Barak district of Logar province. A local official says the airstrike mistakenly hit an Afghan National Army outpost instead of an intended target about a kilometer away. U.S. officials say an investigation is underway. Executives from Japan's Mitsubishi Corporation offered a personal apology for the company's use of American prisoners of war as forced laborers during World War II. At a public ceremony Sunday in Los Angeles, Mitsubishi executive Hikaru Kimura offered an apology to a former American POW. Before the ceremony, Kimura and other Mitsubishi authorities offered an apology during a private meeting with POW James Murphy. The trial of former Chadian ruler Hussein Habre got underway Monday. Mariama Diallo has a report.
The long-awaited trial of former Chadian leader Hissène Habré opened in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. Habré is standing trial on charges of crimes against humanity, torture, and war crimes during his 8-year rule. Before proceedings started, Habré, dressed in white with a turban, sat quietly until some of his supporters erupted with shouts in French saying, "Long live Chad and long live President Habré." A provisional calendar indicates Habré's trial would last approximately 3 months. Mariama Diallo, Dakar.
Economists who help manage companies across the United States say the U.S. economy will continue growing at a moderate pace. The information comes from a survey published Monday by the National Association for Business Economics. The survey indicates that some companies are having difficulty finding and hiring people with key skills. Survey respondents predict inflation will continue at a moderate pace as falling gasoline prices are somewhat offset by rising wages and food costs. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America,